Winston Budget Committee, first meeting, April 28th, 7 o'clock p.m.
Questions and your answers ready to go. This meeting is not really to discuss anything in the budget or have any other comments. We're just going to receive the budget message from Mr. Bauer, talk about any schedule changes you might have. We'll elect the officers, which is really cool because we need a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. One, two, three.
You know, if I remember last year, Rob Price.
I was looking at
Rob was the chairman last year.
Right.
Yeah. So when we get to that part of the agreement or the meeting, we'll have a possible nomination process. So we're going to call the meeting to order. We need to elect the officers now, Mr. Bauer.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I am opening the meeting up for nominations for the chair. Anybody like to make a nomination for the chair?
How about Alan Hobson?
I have a nomination for Alan Hobson to be the chair of the Budget Committee. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Yeah, the chair. All in favor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Congratulations, Alan. You didn't even hear that train, did you?
I felt it.
Okay, Alan Hobson, vice chair. Looking for a nomination for vice chair.
We'd like a list of names of those who are absent.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
A list of names of those who are absent.
Oh, those who are absent are Rob Price, David Cunningham, and Lenny Hiris. So I need a nomination for a vice chair.
It's your turn down there.
I would nominate Fred Middleton.
Who?
Thanks.
Okay.
I knew it was coming.
I have a nomination for Jerry.
Harry.
I'm sorry. I don't think we've met, have we?
I probably not.
Okay, Jerry. Well, I apologize for missing your name.
But that's okay.
We have a nomination for Terry Middleton to be vice chair.
I'll second it.
Looking for a second?
He did already.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Yeah, gee, thanks.
Congratulations, Terry. You're the vice chair.
Thank you.
And that just leaves you,
yes,
Bruce.
Yes, that leaves Bruce. He gets to be secretary.
Ron Price hasn't came in yet.
Well, that's true. And there is a price for being absent.
Yeah.
So we need another nomination.
I nominate Bruce. Sorry, Bruce. You got...
I have a nomination for Bruce. I have a second. To my left, all in favor of Bruce, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, are we going to have any rule changes, Mr. Bauer?
We don't have any from the previous year's rules. Other than, the standard rules for decorum and how we treat one another.
Does anybody have any suggestions for rules that we might want to take a look at, other than being on time? Okay, thank you. We're going to pass on that. Mr. Bauer, could you please offer your presentation and review of the budget message?
Thank you, Your Honor, and members of the committee and staff that are present. Tonight, I'm pleased to present the 2022-2023 preliminary budget for your examination and consideration for approval. Both the city budget and the urban renewal budgets are balanced. The balanced budget is defined as having total revenue resources, that includes reserves, equal to total expenditures. This budget fully funds all city operations and includes capital funds to continue to replace aged, failing infrastructure, equipment, and also includes additional city employees to improve overall efficiency and allow staff to better provide services to our citizens, while at the same time improving the overall quality of life for those that are proud to call this in their home. In fiscal year 2021 and 2022, once again, we were confronted with the COVID-19 pandemic. Between losing staff for periods of time to this nasty disease and creating increased overtime in the police department, and to be preventative, the 2023 budget includes an additional police officer to balance the department and alleviate any current or potential burnout. Not to mention, this would be the first increase in patrol personnel in the last 30 years. The preliminary budget also includes the school district funding, again, two school resource officers, to provide safety and security in our schools. One of the questions you might ask yourself is that with a change in superintendents, how will that impact the contract for SROs? We have assurance from the board that they want to continue to fund the SRO positions. They feel that they provide such an important function in their district that are in our schools, that it's not something that they're willing to forego at this point in time. So, in addition to these two SROs, they provide some degree of support to our patrol staff during school days off, and we do fund or try to fund at least one position during the summer to help, again, alleviate some of the patrol staff needs. So, It's money, it's shared between the two of them. It's basically they decide when they want to work or not work. One of them doesn't want to work as much as the other one wants to work, so it all works out.
Correct.
Chief?
That's correct.
In total, the city's preliminary budget is at $11,741,000 and change, in comparison to last year's budget totaling $9,994,000 and change, an increase of $1,746,536. This is an increase of 17% from last year's budget. The primary reason for this is that by year end 2023, the city will have received a total of $1.2 million in American Rescue dollars, or what we call ARPA or ARPA dollars. These dollars are designated to fund the roof at the community center, a total rebuild of our IT system, and the siphon, the remainder going to a new siphon across the South Umpqua River, from our side of the river to the green side of the river where our treatment plant is located. Also, with inflation nearing 9%, it has caused us to have to pay the max cost of living to our unions and non-union members, equaling 4%. With the exception of the city manager, whose compensation is dictated by a professional services or personal services contract. Staff was able to accomplish many things during the 2021-22 budget, including but not limited to the following. We've done the siphon pre-design, which includes a groundwater study of the subject property, private property on our side of the river, in order to realign the siphon from going across that river on about a 30 degree angle to a 90 degree angle, which dramatically shortens the length of the siphon that's needed to cross the river. However, it also comes at a cost, because the landowner at this point in time has significant concerns about potential damage to his well. So it's a large piece of acreage. We've done the groundwater study, which does indicate that it may have some impact to the well. So So also, we purchased a new street sweeper, which was a piece of equipment that was dramatically needed to improve the life of our street system. If we can't clean them, then they degrade at a much faster rate than they do when the street systems are able to be cleaned. So in order to generate longer life expectancy from those asphalt systems, we got the opportunity, jumped on it, on a demo unit at a savings of about $40,000 under a new unit. So we were able to do that. We did sidewalk repairs for $6,000, storm drainage catch basins on Tokay for $5,000, mechanical room at the community center, $10,470. Now that, you know, here we have this great, beautiful building, spent a ton of money on it, no access to the roof. So the only way we could access the roof was either to lean ladders, or get a man lift or some other means to get up on that roof to inspect it. So in the mechanical room was the access hatchway to the roof, but there was no means to get up there. So essentially we were required by the fire marshal to do improvements in that room, including the installation of, you know, finishing the walls off that hadn't been finished, and installing a ladder system for us to get up on that roof.
Excuse me, has that been completed, Andy?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Another thing that came up was the failure of our commercial water heaters, or boilers, which is what they were, at the community center. And we replaced those with modern water heater systems, much reduced in capacity. One of the problems that we saw up there was that we had water heating capabilities to provide water heating to like a motel, you know, and there's only the small bit of dishwashing that goes on in the kitchen and the bathroom. So we were able to greatly downsize those into more modern systems at a greatly reduced price over the boiler systems. We also had to replace a failed condenser unit. So we are now at, you know, approaching the 20-year life on that building, on a lot of those mechanical systems in there. That kitchen is used extremely hard, providing meals for Meals on Wheels, and is it just wears out equipment. So this year we know that they shut their reach port operation down, which means they're going to lean more heavily on our operation. They are planning on moving some of the equipment out of the reach port facility into our facility.
Where are they going to put it? Excuse me, there's no room in that kitchen to do anything already.
It's to replace existing equipment that is nearing the end of its useful life. So what we'll be doing is looking at a new contract with them that identifies the difference in the equipment inventories, that puts that burden for equipment wear and tear and replacement back on the contractor instead of on us. So it's not necessarily new equipment or additional equipment, but replacement of our equipment that they've worn out.
Thank you.
So it'll get us off the hook as far as buying replacement equipment in the future, probably, because in contract.
For those units that we can identify in that manner, yes. For the ones they move in. And, I don't know, Andy, if you want to add anything to that right now or not.
Yeah, that's how it would roll. Once we get, she's working on a list, and once we get that list, we'll kind of see what we have and kind of go from there. So
the point here is that we've had to sink more money into that community center than was, you know, planned for it.
You mean the free building?
As you know, kind of the concept was it was built and a committee of some of the original proponents of that facility were overseeing its operation, and we were basically coming in and doing routine maintenance and allowing it to be operated by this, by the community center committee, who's done a fine job over the years. But it was clearly at the point where we had to step in and take over the operation of the facility for a number of reasons. So that's what we did also this year. So we had, you know, some miscellaneous pavement work, Looking Glass Creek Pump Station Control System, $18,500. That's, and we have more money that we need to spend on upgrading our control systems in our lift stations. They're antiquated at best. We're still living in the programmable logic controller world. We should be a PC-based Windows system that can be operated from the city shops by our system operators in order to review and make the necessary changes in operation for those facilities on a, you know, basically allows them to do that during the work day, come in, if they get an alarm, they can come in, go right to the computer and see what the problems are and make the fixes. So there is there's a lot of work that needs to be done in those control system areas. We lost our contractor who was maintaining them, and it was, it's a proprietary system for the most part, and we do now have another agreement coming forward with a new maintenance consultant to continue to maintain what we have.
Are these upgrades to the pump stations, are they part of the ARPA program, the IT stuff with that, or are they other funds?
They're other funds.
Thank you. Yeah.
Again, when we look at ARPA, we've only identified the siphon, and tomorrow is the deadline for our reporting to the state on our ARPA fund expenditures and programs for the use of those dollars. So we have moved, or we will be recommending to council on this second round, a few more dollars to go into IT, a few more dollars to go into the community center roof that was originally planned. Not sure we need it at this point in time, but we don't want to get caught short. So we did sewer laterals and main lines on Grape and Hart, and dust control, $7,000. So, you know, that's significant in itself. Some of that is in trade for services provided by landowners, and one in particular outside the city. So, but that's to reduce dust in our gravel street areas, and we still have a number of those out there. So, included in this year's preliminary budget is the addition of two full-time staff and moving one part-time staff to full-time. So the first one is increasing our front desk from a half-time to a full-time position. Because it's a union position, we have to pay full benefits for that position in its half-time mode, which is not the greatest return on investment when we evaluate that. So we've always budgeted it as a full-time position, knowing that if we lost the current person in that position, we probably would have to go back to a full-time position. So that really doesn't have any additional impact to the budget than it has in past years. The other one is the additional patrol staff. The chief has advertised for a lateral position. And I believe at this time has one application. So we're working through that process, and depending upon whether that position is approved in the budget or not, we will have to increase our patrol staff by one person. We also are looking to add an additional public works system operations position, which is would be used in all of our public works areas and split between all of those funds in order to increase maintenance on our systems that we are falling behind on. The 2022-23 preliminary budget also includes significant project dollars. So some of these are directly funded by the city. Some of them are directed, are funded by grants and donations. For example, in the police fund, you can see that the evidence connex container for $50,000 is proposed to be funded by a donation. And the chief has been pretty successful with the donor in this case. In case you never know, but without the donation, we won't be able to fund the project. So that's what it's been identified for. The other big one for the police department that is a grant that we are applying for is the Apex training simulator. Chief, you want to talk just a short description of what that is?
So the Apex training simulation is I guess the best way to describe it, it's a video game. It's a thing, a goggles that you put on, it's 3D, you stand in the middle of a room, and it gives you a virtual world, and you engage, kind of like what we used to do on the video systems, where we engage on a screen. Now they can be all around us. Pretty interesting. It'd be way beneficial. It actually, it's a huge cost. If we get it, it would be great. It would reduce some of our, I believe, our injuries, because we do a lot of defensive tactics. This falls in those lines of use of defensive tactics and firearms training. So in a nutshell, that could help save us from injuries. It can help save us on ammunition usage, stuff like that. So
would you be sharing it with the other agencies around to?
Yeah, I mean, currently right now we work with Myrtle Creek, we just did today, and Sutherland and Roseburg. So we all team up together every one Thursday a month and do training. So yeah, I'd want to show it off if we got it.
Do any of the other agencies have this system?
No one in this county has it.
So in other words, jealousy is going to be some of your main goals.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It would also be fodder for your grant too.
There we go. Yes. Good, very well.
And just to give you an idea, if you're not familiar with these systems, in the past we had a 2D screen that the officers actually shot live rounds at, that it would play out a scenario, and you might have a bank robber and a hostage situation, and you have other citizens that are in the picture, and you don't want to shoot the hostage, and you don't want to shoot the
It's not live rounds, but it's very similar to that. We'd have holes in our screen if it was live rounds, but everything else. But
I've used one that was live rounds.
The one that we used was called a Range 3000. Yeah. Very similar to what you're talking about. It just wasn't live round.
The one I was aware of that we used up north. So you actually used live rounds.
See, that'd be cool.
So, and now this puts them in the 3D world and makes it more realistic from a training perspective. So, the parks, you can see we're hardly spending any money in parks. We just don't have it. I mean, it's going to be grants. If we can write grants for it, then we'll fund it. So, grant writing is going to be, this year is going to be extremely important to funding projects with. Again, the new roof and roof access to the community center, $285,000.
Is that a good number?
We believe it is at this time, but yet when you get in there and we start stripping some of that stuff off of there, if we find additional rock beyond that, you know, underneath in the superstructure, you know.
Have we scheduled a contractor for that yet?
Oh, no.
Have we even looked for one yet?
No.
So it's not going to get done this year then?
Well, right now we're still doing the engineering part of it, so we haven't come up to that point yet. So then 2022, 2023, we'll see where we're at there.
Thank you.
Street and drainage improvements. This year we're having to pull from our street reserves in order to fund street and drainage improvements in the amount of $265,000. We have just basically burned our street dollars doing projects. So that's what the reserves are for. They're for capital replacement of your system. And this includes our SDC charge dollars and other monies that we've accumulated over time into that fund. But essentially, when we burn it down, and we'll get to a point, we won't have any more money for doing projects with. So grants, again, grant. Grants the name this year. The federal government keeps talking about infrastructure dollars that are coming. We don't know the scope of those dollars yet, but if it gets approved through Congress and through the President's office, hopefully we'll have additional dollars available.
Excuse me, Alicia works at the Cow Creek organization in Gainesville, and she's been dealing with some of this. What's your...
So Biden has the Better Build America, it's trillions of dollars in grants that are coming available. And that packet's been released, it's like, I don't even know how many pages, but.
Yeah, it's huge.
So you've looked at it?
Do you have a copy of it?
No, they keep talking about it. It hasn't actually cleared the President's desk yet. So even though the package is out, because it's gone through Congress, it just hasn't been officially signed off yet.
Okay.
So
thank you.
That's our understanding of it. Sewer fund, primarily we're looking at $613,000 worth of replacement sewer line money in this budget. Now, in talking about grants, one of the things that we're right now in process, we have in process, is Safe Routes to School. It's a $2 million?
The one we're looking at is 2.2, 2.34 range million. So that's a 20% match on the city's part. We're just on the preliminary aspects of that. That would be McGovern, Carey Street with sidewalks, Elwood, Tumlin, flashing lights, crosswalk, ADA, and then crosswalks with Looking Glass for connectivity for the community.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time you drove down Tumlin West was, but it's like a strafing run on a bombing area. It's horrible. I don't even know how vehicles and buses traverse that thing. So it's in horrible shape for the amount of traffic. And you know, plus you got kids walking in and out. There's no sidewalks. I mean, it's just a safety issue, an accident waiting to happen. So that's one that we've really put a lot of emphasis on moving forward. But again, it's a 20% match. That's $480,000 that we have to have between our sewer and street funds available to fully fund that project and use those grant dollars. So we are keeping that in mind because we don't have so many dollars to spend. And if it means that we don't do anything else but that to get that $2.2 million, then that's what we're going to do. So, In closing, the one area I haven't talked about, which is the Urban Renewal Fund, right now the only identified expenditure in that fund is the second half of the payment to Farmers Co-op of about $74,000 for the installation of that new store. Now that's a $6 million project, generates about plus or minus I think 25 grand in property taxes for the community. So it will pay itself back very quickly. So one last thing, beginning in January of 2023, we get to contribute to the Paid Family Medical Leave Act Fund. We get to do that along with all other employers in the state. We have to contribute 1% of salaries to that fund. You may never use it. It's not identified in our name. It goes into a pot of money, kind of like the liken it to PERS. Everybody pays into it, and you hope there's money there when you need it, if you ever do. But you know, essentially, it's a way for the state to pay for all of those that just don't have the money to do it with, for the most part. So. Another one of those kind of programs, and it's going to hit us, you know, and that's a continuous thing that's going to grow every year, and we get to contribute to that, and we are really not excited about it. So in closing, the city budgets are balanced. With support from the Street Reserve Fund, staff continues to be committed to provide excellent customer service and to improve the overall quality of life for the citizens of Winston. We do this through council-directed goals and being committed to managing tax dollars efficiently and effectively within the laws of the state of Oregon. And that concludes my question.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Any questions for Mr. Bauer at this point? Okay, I'd like to adjourn the meeting unless there's anything else anybody wants to offer. Thank you very much.
Oh, the next budget meeting
is Wednesday at 4 o'clock. We can do that here, or we can do it at the community center?
So the community center.
Okay. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock
next Wednesday at the community center. Brandon's bringing Subway sandwiches for everybody.
I thought you were doing something really special.
I am. I'm asking Brandon to bring Subway sandwiches.
And also, I need to remind you that the minutes are in front of the next agenda, because she wants to make sure he sees them to be able to read them before the meeting. So
I'm sure they got it. I mean, disturbance online.
Meeting adjourned at 7:32 p.m.